Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Kingston's Rear Center for Immigrant Culture and History is sponsoring the second annual Kingston Community Block Party on June 8th from noon to 4 p.m. at Kingston's T.R. Gallo Westrand Park. The Multicultural Festival is free, family-friendly, multicultural festival which will feature live ethnic music, dance, and comedy along with handicrafts and children's activities, including arts and crafts, games, singing, and storytelling. Here to tell us more are Jeff Miller, chairman of Kingston's Rear Center for Immigrant Culture and History. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
A delight to have you here. We also welcome Jerry Harrington. Jerry, thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here, too. Thanks very much.
It's very nice, and we'll get... is his mic working okay? All right. Excellent.
Hello.
There you go. We can hear you perfectly now. It's very nice to have you with us. So how did this event come to be, ultimately?
Well, last year I was... taking a look around at ways that I could really spread the work of the Rear Center and what we are about. And the idea of a block party that was a multicultural festival struck me as being a nice way to get us out in the community and to begin to bring the community into the center, which still has no physical presence because the building is being reconstructed that we're going to move into. But the purpose behind the center is to build community by bringing the different culture groups together in shared events, and this seemed like a very nice way to do it as a celebration.
As far as the your overall mission, I mean, there's the Rear Center, and then this. So you've been around how long as an organization?
Well, the Rear Center, as a committee of the Jewish Federation of Ulster County, organized in 2004.
Okay, so you got 10 years. You've been working on different projects,
right?
Jerry, how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I've been interested in multiculturalism and sort of recognizing the commonalities that we share while celebrating the differences that we have for more than a decade myself. And I got to know Jeff and started being interested in participating and supporting this event.
So what is the, give us an idea about the event and what will be happening over the time, this party that'll take place on June 8th, noon to 4.
Well, the Rear Center is located in the Rondout section of Kingston, and that was the immigrant section of town. It's where most of the people came through. It's where a lot of the immigrants shopped. And the commercial center of the city was right down along the Rondout Creek at the base of Broadway in Kingston. And there is a park there now, the T.R. Gallo Park. So we thought that that park would be a wonderful place to celebrate the community that once was and to bring the community that is now together to create what's next in Kingston. So the purpose of the center is really to... take the immigrant story from its beginnings in Kingston and to use history to build community by bringing together all of the different groups with the idea that we all have stories. We all came here because of some adversity in our old country, or you know, there's a story at the bottom of why everyone is here, and to sort of share these common experiences and share our cultures in a way that creates a new way of dealing with one another and a comfort with being in one another's presence.
The event that we are talking about, again, is on June 8th. It's from noon to 4 at the T.R. Gallo Westrand Park. And how did last year go?
Well, last year was the first year, and I would say between 500 and 1,000 people showed up. We had about 10 different groups that participated. We had music from 1 to 5 last year, and it was nonstop. And people seemed to have a great time, and enough people wanted to do it again that it seemed perfect, you know, the perfect thing to do. And I hope that this is... just number two, and that there will be a 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Absolutely. Start the count up.
Yes.
Wonderful. And Jerry, give us a sense of how what people can expect and how you bring together this the music and the dance and all of the different events.
Yeah, the people are going to be performing throughout the day for perhaps 15, 20 minutes at a time and continuing to move on. It's a way of really showing, rather than talking about the different cultures, expressing it, embodying it through music, through comedy, through dance, different things. We're going to have African music, Eastern European music, Latin American music, German, Irish, all sorts of cultures from the Ulster County and Hudson Valley area. And so it'll be one performance after another. At the same time, there will be activities around the perimeter of the event where there will be children's events and people will be able to do face painting and spin art and things like that. And there will be crafts and food. The food is amazing. amazing food. And there will also be so-called all-American foods like hamburgers and hot dogs too. But it's going to be it's just like a nonstop cornucopia of activities that are really enlivening the senses, and I just feel it was really exciting last year, and I'm sure it'll even be better this time.
What is it like bringing the groups together? Because from my understanding, there's many community organizations coming together, and you're just kind of leading the charge, right?
Yeah. Well, my hope with this is to reach out for the Rear Center too to the community of Kingston and to find people in all of the different culture groups that really have a stake in multiculturalism, so that this becomes really a vehicle for getting groups to work together on many activities throughout the year. And as our center is able to open to special events, to be able to do more and more throughout the year on a smaller scale.
And to showcase not just your organization, but all of these other
community
organizations as well.
Yeah, I mean, you asked, it was very easy to get people to be involved. People, in fact, asked us. Jeff was just telling me as we were driving that there was another group that said, you know, they want to make sure they're part of this. And so there's a lot of interest in having in expressing the different cultures of the community. And it wasn't hard to get groups from around the area to be part of this and to really be embracing it.
When you think about this this embracing of it and making it grow, I mean, are you where you want to be, or do you see it adding on and doing, you know, bigger and better and all that? Or are you very happy where you are?
It's a very interesting issue. I mean, you know, it's I'm along for the growth for myself, for the organization, for the event, for the community. I think what's important here is that the community as a collective is dictating what happens. If the event gets larger, it will lose some of the small family quality. Right now we are book solid with entertainment. If we get larger and more groups want to perform, what do? We have two stages, then that create, you know, so there's all kinds of questions that growth brings. On the other hand, by growing, we create a more powerful and dynamic voice. So it can go either way, but it will be the community that makes the decision.
And we have wristbands.
We do have wristbands. In fact, I brought one for you.
Oh, aren't you nice?
Here it is. It's a beautiful Celebrate Diversity wristband. These wristbands, this is the first time we've done this. It's to promote a diversity pledge. People honor the dignity of all people, regardless of who they are, their race, their ethnicity, their culture, their heritage, anything else that may make a difference. And those children and adults who take this pledge get this very handsome-looking silicone wristband that says Celebrate Diversity. These bands are a bit translucent so that people's own skin tone would show through. Because we were originally thinking, what color to make them? But then we decided
my very white skin tone does indeed show through.
Well, I could say the same thing, but if I put it over my yellow shirt, you can
see
the,
there you go. Yeah.
You can see the yellow of it. But it's something that we think is important, and it helps people affirm the importance of recognizing the commonalities and the differences, and that they're all okay.
Well, it's a wonderful thing, and all this is going on June 8th. Kingston's Rear Center for Immigrant Culture and History is sponsoring the second annual Kingston Community Block Party on June 8th from noon to 4 at Kingston's T.R. Gallo West Strand Park. Jeff Miller and Jerry Harrington, thank you very much for being here. Have a blast on the 8th, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. For more information, you can visit therearcenter.org or wamc.org/roundtable, where we have a link to the Rear Center, rearcenter.org, and that's R-E-H-E-R center.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.